Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Lots of good news today. We're going to do a little rapid fire. So we'll start with the big news, which was the arrest yesterday of Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos and his son Adam, also arrested on corruption charges in a federal investigation. And now we have a leadership situation.
Yeah, it looks like Senate Majority Leader Skelos is going to stay in power in the state Senate. Senator Ken LaValle told reporters just before midnight Monday that the Republican conference believes in the presumption of innocence, and that Majority Leader Skelos has indicated he would like to remain as leader, so he will. That decision followed a three-hour conference meeting that began shortly after 8:30 p.m. Skelos himself, who was in Manhattan earlier in the day appearing in federal court, came to Albany, but he did not speak at the meeting, according to LaValle. No formal vote was taken, and it was a consensus of the conference to keep him in power. Not everybody supported that, but most people did. So for now, Dean Skelos will remain in the leadership position in the New York State Senate.
Next up, tasers, which has become quite a hot topic in Albany lately.
The city of Albany is revising its taser policy. This action comes after municipalities around the country have been asked to review it following some fatal incidents involving police use of tasers against suspects. The change, which Police Chief Brendan Cox said was implemented late last week, follows the death in Albany of 39-year-old Donald Dante Ivy on April 2nd after having been shocked by officers while in police custody. He said it's not a direct response to that, but in general, the police department has been reviewing its policies governing the use of force for the past 2 years and is making the change.
Finally, to a story that stinks.
We're talking about the city of Amsterdam, which has been ordered to, by the State Department of Environmental Conservation, to upgrade its aging sewage system under a recent agreement between the two. It appears that back in December of 2013, there was a 24 million gallon spill of untreated sewage from the city of Amsterdam's sewage treatment facility. That was never reported in the annual report, despite a 2013 state reporting law. A state DEC spokesman said that was the result of an error in the way the city reported the spill, and it was not intentional. At least two downriver localities in the capital region, Cohoes and Colony, draw their drinking water from the Mohawk River. One official in Cohoes called the disclosure profoundly disturbing. City of Amsterdam is being pressed to fix it quickly.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, as always, thank you.
Thank you, David.